There is very few politicians on either side that actually represents the working class, you know? And somebody says, why were you a Democrat? And he says, because they screwed us less than Republicans did.
Most of the protesters arrived at St. Pete's Mirror Lake Park by bus. Some of them came from as far as California in support of the Occupy movement's 99%er philosophy. They marched from the park to the fenced-off public viewing area east of Tropicana Field, where delegates and media were being treated to dinner, drinks, and live entertainment. The so-called kickoff party welcomed Republicans and journalists to the four-day event that will announce former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney as their presidential nominee.
I think he has a lot of nerve running for president of the United States.
That was Jennifer Kenney, the Florida organizer for Alliance for Retired Americans. She said she didn't like Romney from the start, but she was even more turned off when he chose Member of Congress Paul Ryan as his running mate.
I think a lot of Americans aren't aware of that Paul Ryan is the author of this Ryan budget, which will actually end Medicare as we know it, force the working class people to work until they're 70 years of age before they'll be eligible for Social Security.
And David Dembski carried a bouquet of black silk roses. He was there to march for the death of democracy.
We're finding out that the middle class is being going to lose a lot of rights, a lot of things that, you know, need to, are human rights.
His wife, Dixie, sat beside him on a park bench overlooking the lake. She said a lot of the Democratic injustices she sees are a result of the controversial Citizens United ruling that allows corporations to contribute unlimited funds into political action committees. They're called super PACs, and it's where the bulk of Mitt Romney's campaign funding comes from.
How can a decent person who doesn't have those kind of connections win an election, even if we want them there? They saturate the market, they saturate the, and people will vote against their own best interests because they heard something on TV.
Alice Sturmsutter opposes the Citizens United ruling too. So much so, she sang a song about it and all the other reasons she loathes the Republican Party.
What percenters want to tell you? It's the truth. It's natural. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da. Yum pepper.
Sturmsutter traveled from New York to the Tampa Bay area because she's sick of politicians raising gobs of money to fund what she sees as one big lie.
It's really important to expose the RNC for what it is, because the RNC is using tons of corporate money to put out a message to pull the wool over everybody's eyes.
Another protester used a game of chess to get his message across. The catch was there were only pawns on the chessboard. The protester called himself James Bomfrey with a chuckle that suggested it was not his real name.
It's a way of demonstrating that the middle class is shrinking and the 1% is growing at the expense of all the pawns. And jobs are not just jobs. Jobs are often exploitation. And we need more people to gather together and make the middle class grow and unions to stand up for our rights in the workplace.
From a giant papier-mâché Mitt Romney puppet to toilet seats telling prominent conservatives to flush themselves down the potty, everyone had their own creative niche. Veterans for Peace member Don McKeating had an American flag. It doesn't sound too exciting, but his flag had corporate emblems like the Nike check and the famous McDonald's golden arches where the stars are supposed to be. He calls it a real American flag, but said unfortunately, people seldom notice the change.
We were supporting the Juneteenth celebration with a black community, and the Army was there too to support, and I'm with Veterans for Peace. So the officials of the parade were a little worried about us being in front, but they saw me with this flag, and they said, you with the American flag, march in front of the Army. So I got to march in front of the United States Army with my corporate flag, and only the kids could see the difference.
The event drew enough people to fill the street of one whole city block and then some. Organizers from the Florida Consumer Action Network, who planned a faith-based rally before marching, said they wanted the event to be family-friendly.
This is a very peaceful march. We are here to get our voices heard.
But their good intentions didn't stop the city of St. Petersburg from beefing up security in downtown. Barricades established a secured parade route for the group, and police officers stood in groups of 5 to 10 on every street corner along the path. Jay Shaft is an activist who has some experience with large-scale protests. He wore a shirt that said Cop Watch.
I felt to show up with the shirt today would at least give them a message. We're looking at you, you know, we're going to watch and see that you don't go crazy like in Miami and in Minnesota. I was in Minneapolis and in Denver, and it wasn't bad, but it was bad enough that it was brutal.
During the 2008 Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, video surfaced of police officers using things like pepper spray and rubber bullets to subdue demonstrators. Officials here have claimed the revved-up police presence is only a precaution against so-called anarchists who come to cause problems. Justin is an anarchist.
No longer do we live in a democracy where we have a choice between anybody other than corporate person A or corporate person B. And Romney is one of the best examples of exactly that, is that we only have businessmen running the country, and all they care about is profit. And so we no longer live in a democracy.